Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, it is November 28th, so that only can mean one thing. It is Tarot Tuesday, okay? Now, these readings will be for the collective, so all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to also rearrange the roles and the energy as you see fit and more beneficial to your storyline. Now, as just a little update, we will be doing some new things coming up here leading into the new year, and I'm excited for that, so that's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful time. All right. Now, our readings for today are going to be good for November 28th to December 5th. Now, our readings are going to start off with a general collective energy for the week. We're also going to be jumping into a message from our ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. And at the end, you'll find some love messages from whoever's on your mind regarding love. Now, we're going to jump into a quick music transition, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. It is truly a part of our ascension. So, happy full moon in Gemini, everyone. We just started Sagittarius season, so happy Sag season to all of you as well. Now, with this full moon, you will be again experiencing all types of different emotions and really looking at what the feelings are behind those emotions. And it's kind of like you're analyzing them in a way and trying to, you know, bridge that line between the heart and the mind. So if you need any, you know, tips or anything like that, feel free to check out previous episode. But other than that, happy full moon. Now we are going to start off today's episode. Before we do, let's just check in real quick because we are in the 28th of November. Time is lucid and it seems to fly by, right? Now, today is the 28th, so we do have the moon in Gemini opposite Mercury in Sagittarius. So, you know, there's going to be like a lot of different emotions that you're going to be looking to and tending to. And it might be a little bit difficult in really seeing eye to eye with, you know, other people on this day, to where, you know, you feel like you might have to prove something, but you know, you don't really necessarily have to, you know what I mean? Just claim that energy and keep yourself grounded. All right. Because you may feel like that energy where, like, oh, I have to defend this position, but you know, just observe, take in some information, see what you're learning and gathering. And these cards are jumping all over the place today. All right, we are gonna start off today's episode with, let me see. We'll do, we'll do the classic tarot, and then we'll add some angel tarot in here as well. All right, so ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective what they need to know, be aware of, or hear for this week. Please and thank you. See what we have going on. Also, just a little reminder, we are currently in the shadow phase of retrograde. All right. I will be coming up. I'll be providing some tips and different recommendations on Friday. All right. So there will be a couple different guides and tips coming out this Friday, so be on the lookout for that as well. So let's jump on into this. Let's get one more shuffle. Okay. All right, Spirit, what would you like to convey this week to the collective? What do they need to know, hear, or be aware of? Please and thank you. All right, the first card out, we have the Ten of Wands. So there could be an energy of one feeling burdened by some type of circumstances. Doesn't necessarily have to be something in your life. Anything that does not add value to your life or is not worth your time. It looks like you might be letting go of whatever that may be this week. Okay, what else, Spirit? I mean, and there is a lot of that going on, especially with this Gemini full moon that we have. It's really like seeing what is and what isn't, right? What else, Spirit? All right, we have a major arcana, the Star reversed, another reversal. Major arcana. So you may be experiencing also some type of disappointments or delays that are caused from some type of energy, but it's like you need to go inward. You need that time to repair. And this could be like doing meditation. And again, meditation isn't always like, you know, just sitting on a yoga mat. Meditation could just be like you with your thoughts and just yourself to take in some things. But also doing some self-caring. Getting realigned with yourself. Okay, what else, Spirit? I'm going to pull two more cards. Okay, and then we have the page, the Minor Arcana, the Page of Swords. So, this could be like some type of energy where someone may be using you or, you know, leeching off of you in some type of way. It can indicate someone also with not such a great attitude. But there is some type of insecurity attached to this person, and it lies at the root of their actions, whatever that may mean for you. But all right, and then we have the Two of Pentacles. So it looks like here, Two of Pentacles upright. So there could be some type of energy here where there's some sort of juggling act, or but I'm also seeing like a message of money. So with this Two of Pentacles, you could be looking at two different options of some sort and looking to see what's best for you at this time. But it looks like someone could be worried about money or maybe making extra money. But there is something that has to be a choice that you have to choose between here. One closing card, Spirit. And then this will be your energy for this week, collective. Okay, we have Strength upright. So, you know, you have to go forward with, you know, moral courage and, you know, learn to work with your own instinctive nature and really listen to what it's saying, because if you have faith in what you're doing, it's also going to be abundantly fulfilling in all aspects, and you can enjoy this, right? So And whatever matters that you're enduring this week, make sure you're exhibiting self-control, patience, and strength while on this pursuit, right? So that's what I have for you, collective, for the energy for the week. Now we're going to move on to messages from your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. Oh, before we go, let me pull an angel card. Or no, let me pull a goddess card. All right, spirit, advice for the collective for this week. What's your recommendation? Okay. We have prosperity. So, you know, the universe is pouring abundance out to you. They said you just have to be open to receive. You cannot receive with a closed fist, all right? So that's what I have for you, collective. I'll see you in the next segment. Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome to your second segment where we're going to get some messages from your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. We're going to see what they would like to say, convey, or make you aware of for this week. We're going to use the fairy deck as well as getting three messages from the Angel Tarot and closing messages from the Starseed, okay? So, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective. What you like to say, convey, or make them aware of, please and thank you. All right, let's see what we got going on, collective. All right, we have the first card out, the Hermit. So, it looks like, you know, the ancestors, guardians, and guides are, you know, saying you might need a break from society or something, looking to someone for some type of mentorship. But it looks like there is some type of new spark and a beginning of self-discovery and making some type of commitment within some type of spiritual growth you're going to be taking on here. Alright, we also have life experience here. So we got 9 and 16 on the Rasta. So it looks like letting go of old belief systems that no longer work for you, but there is some type of important change that's going to be taking a place, some type of event that's going to lead to a situation that leads to very significant opportunities, right? Okay, and then we have the Magician. So we got 9, 16, and number 1, if you would like to check out those angel numbers. So they're coming through letting you know that you can do anything that you want. You have to take charge of your life within your manifestations if you want to become successful within that manifestation. So it does look like one is going through... Yeah, the ancestors, guardians, and guides are coming through letting you know that you will be taking on some type of new commitment regarding some type of spiritual growth with advisory from someone, it looks like. But they're also coming in with life experiencing, letting you know that you have to let go of some type of old belief system that may not be ticking on your time clock anymore, right? But ultimately, they're saying that these are very... life-changing events that are taking place. And with the Magician, they feel like, oh, why don't... They're, like, coming through, like, well, I know that they're probably wondering what the fuck and where to go next, right? But your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High want you to know that have faith in yourself because you can do anything you put your mind to. You just have to take a chance. And sometimes taking chances is scary, but they're like, look... This chance is going to lead to success, all right? Okay, and then we have the Ace of Spring. It's time to take action, be fearless and happy in most of your pursuits. Treasure your dreams. There's amazing new opportunities on the horizon. So yeah, they're sitting here saying like, what are you waiting for? Let's rock this fucking show. You know? All right. Now we're going to get three cards from the angel deck. What else would you like to convey? Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. Oh. All right, we got two cards out here. Let's get one more. So we got the world and the moon. Let's get one more. Spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. One more card. Okay. Oh, well, I'll be. All right. So we have the world. We have the moon. We have the world. We have the moon. And we have the star. So the world is coming out, letting you know. And they're conveying that this is brilliant success. This is the time, whatever you're doing, there may be something that you're going to be embarking on, and it's going to be some type, again, spiritual enlightenment. And this is bringing freedom in that whatever you want to be doing, and really bringing in that joy of accepting self for your uniqueness, because your uniqueness, you're the only one that can bring that, you know? So your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High want you to stand fully and authentically in who you are, and not to mask that, because this is ultimately bringing you freedom to embark on this adventure. And with the moon here, they're really coming in letting us know that listening to your intuition is going to be paying off. So they want you to pay attention to signs and synchronicities from the divine and let go of unnecessary worry, because if you let go of those fears, different revelations are going to be coming in and things are going to be made clear. But if you got too many distractions, you may miss these signs, synchronicities, and symbols. So be on the lookout for that when you're having your intuition coming on and speaking to you. Now with the star here, you know, they want you to make sure that you're having faith in your future, because there's going to be dreams that are coming true with positive changes and bringing an ending halt to some type of challenging time. So they want you to know that keep pushing through, even though you're walking, you could look at it this way. Look at it like you're on a nature walk and it starts raining and you start going off into the woods. You got stuck in some mud. But you know what? Keep pushing, because you will get back onto solid ground, and the rainstorm does not last forever. You may come out with some mud on your shoes, right? But those are, you know, some different paths that you have to walk in, and they're sometimes not always that easy, you know, the easiest. All right, so let's get a closing message off of the star seed from the ancestors, guardians, and guides for this week. Messages for the collective, closing message spirit. Okay, we have the big picture thinking. So they want you to get inspired by your ideas and your visionaries that you have, and look at the bigger picture, what's going on around it, right? Could be some things that you may be missing. Okay, and the last card out. See? You can't make this shit up. Called. So with this card called, the ancestors, guardians, and guides are coming through, letting you know again, you have spiritual gifts. And it's time to train these motherfuckers, okay? You need to start amplifying these gifts that you have and start working with the divine and bringing these gifts and really exercising them, right? Get them pumped up and really step into that shoe that you're being called, you know? And yeah, look, don't loosen your grip at the bottom of the deck. Loosen your grip. And then we have Star Family. You are a part of the Soul Tribe and you are being called in for support. So it looks like the ancestors, guardians, and guides really want you to start exercising your spiritual gifts when it comes to, you know, this soul journey that you're on, because they're like, look, we gave you some gifts, you better use them. All right, so that's what we have for your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. Now we're going to jump into love messages from whoever is on your mind regarding love. All right, collective, this brings us to our last segment of the podcast where we're going to get some love messages regarding whoever is on your mind currently. All right, we're going to be using a couple different decks. We'll get in depth. I'm going to use the Cupid's Arrow Oracle. We're also going to be using the Island Time Wellness Love Deck, Miss Doreen Virtue, and the Love Tarot and the Love Oracle. Now, I will be getting some theme cards from the Cupid's Arrow. Then we'll also do the same from Miss Doreen Virtue. We'll get some theme cards around the energy of whom you're connecting with from the Island Time Wellness. And then we'll head over to the Love Oracle, the Love Tarot and the Love Oracle to get some messages from your person, what they would like to say and convey regarding love. All right, so that is five whole mother loving decks. All right, so let's jump into it. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need to know regarding who is on their mind with love. All right, let's get one more shuffle. All right, Spirit, can I get some themes around this love spread for the collective, for who they are connecting with? All right, we have communication. So it looks like there could be someone wanting to communicate or receive some type of communication from you this week. All right, we'll get some messages regarding some more of this energy from Mystering Love Romance Angels. All right, what else can you tell me about this spread, Spirit? All right, yeah, we have Release Your Ex. So it's really a great time to release old energy and to clear it. All right, we have Release Your Ex. So this could be someone from your past wanting to make communication. Okay. Yeah, we have one on the floor. Hold on. All right, we have past life relationships. So if you've known this person before, so this is definitely someone from your past wanting to come in with communication. And you know, we are in the pre-shadow phases of retrograde, so this lines up also right. All right, so be mindful of that energy as well. Now, we are going to get some details regarding this connection. So it looks like, yeah, somebody from your past relationship, someone, either you or them, could still be holding on to the energy and would like some type of communication or to receive it. All right, what details can you tell me about this relationship or love connection, Spirit? So we have sunglasses and we have cassette. So it looks like someone is watching, peeking, winking, looking out of a bush type of energy. Someone like, kind of like a gaslighting type of energy, throwing one's perception off, trying to get some type of reaction, it looks like. And we also have cassette here. So there's some type of old, outdated thinking that someone could be doing, replaying old events in their head as well. Let's get one more card, Spirit. Yeah. Yeah, we have self-indulgence. So someone could be doing some shadow work here as well. All right. So, yeah, there's definitely someone from the past coming back, wanting some type of communication, but in meanwhile, they are stalking and winking and pinking, or peeking out of a bush type of energy, thinking with some old outdated cycles or replaying old events that you may experience with this person, all right? Let's see what this person would like to say to the collective. We'll get some conversation cards from the Love Tarot first, and then we'll do the Love Oracle. What would this person like to convey to the collective regarding this connected spirit? Please and thank you. Okay. What would this person like to convey to the collective spirit? Okay, we have emotional intimacy. I'm afraid of truly opening up to you, being raw and authentic with you. My emotions are something I have to work on. So again, coming up, someone is definitely doing some type of shadow work here, but could be a little scared to come towards you with these type of emotions because they could be really like raw. Okay, and then we have, what is that? Not the right time. I'm overwhelmed with responsibilities. I don't have the energy or time for a relationship. So whoever this is could be, really busy and overwhelmed by whatever it is that they take on during a day-to-day basis. Okay, we also have the future. The future says, I daydream about our future and going on adventures and growing old. I want it all. So this person is like daydreaming about a future with you and what there could be in that. We have, what the hell? We have your mind. I get so pissed knowing that other people have time with you. I don't know what it is. One more card. Oh. Okay, and then we have missing you. So, I wish things were different. Last card, spirit. Okay, and then we have, I've been dreaming about you. And we are so free and love, and I wish I could do it together. And at the bottom of the deck, again, we have focused on money. All right. So this person could be doing a lot of different tasks at hand. Maybe trying to acquire some more money. Working on some type of... It looks like, yeah... So it looks like this person is not in contact with you. They would like to reach out to you. They could be doing some shadow work, but also very busy in the meantime. So, you know, but in the same sense, this person is like daydreaming about a connection with you, collective. And does not like that you're sharing your time with other people, even though you're not in connection. Alright, let's get some love messages. Alright, we have, let's reflect on our situation when we're not together and make rightful decisions. So this person is wanting to make some right decisions, even if they're not with you, whatever that means for you and your connection with this person. And then it says, I think I have seen you. Here we go again with the dreams. I think I've seen you again in my dreams and strangely pulling me towards you. So this person can be actually having dreams about you, which is making them feel a connection with you when they wake up. All right. And then we have, you are the soul I've been seeking. So they somehow feel a connection with you and that you're what they've been looking for a long time. And then we have being fair sometimes brings us balance more than understanding. And last card out, I gotta know more about you. So they could be doing this spying and stuff like this. At the bottom of the deck, my love is conditional. I want to reach out for you. All right, so this person is probably not too sure with moving towards you or how to even do that because, you know, they're trying to gather more information on you. But it looks like this person might be doing shadow work, very overwhelmed, doesn't feel like they're they can emotionally open up to you at this point because their feelings are so raw, okay? And it might come off a little bit harsh, okay? But it looks like they're thinking about you so much that you could be showing up in their dreams, and this is bridging some type of connection with them. We'll get you a closing message. Closing message, Spirit. And then we have unclear. I don't know how I feel about our connection anymore. So, yeah. And then you cut the deck. We have the emotional intimacy again, the feeling loss. So, this person is doing a lot of inner work. And they're probably just wanting to hear from you or you from them. And they're very unsure, unclear. But they do, you know, dream about a future, in a sense, with you and what it might look like. But they are very busy. So that's what I have for you, collective, this week regarding love messages. I will be putting out some guides on Friday, so be on the lookout for that. All right, so I hope you have a great couple of days until I see you again on Friday.